Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. If you are listening to this, it's already too late. Short shorts have gone out of style. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Alfredo Solis Fuentes for that catchphrase submission. Alfredo Solis Fuentes, catchphrase superstar. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang. And this is episode 702. We are too deep in another hundo, which is so exciting. 98 to go before we close out this hundo. But we're too deep into this one, and it's a very exciting time to be alive. Of course, we are in hump week of AP drapey. I'm not exactly what to call this month, but we have our 12th anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks. A lot of exciting stuff going on in the extended Bang Bang universe. And today's episode is no exception. Coming up a little later, we have an artist. Whoa! H.R. Giger will be here a little bit later, which is very exciting. We also have a small business owner. Look, 2021 is the year of Comedy Bang Bang small business owners. No entrepreneurs any longer. We have small business owners. Mary Jane Kim will be with us a little bit later. But before we get to them, let's get to our first guests. They have been on the podcast many times, separately and together, I believe. And this time they're doing it together. And you know them separately as being human beings, but together they are a super collective, a super group. The likes of which we have not seen since the Traveling Wilburys nor the Firm, both editions of the Firm, the hip hop collective and, of course, the rock group. You know them individually as Paul Rust and Michael Cassidy. Please welcome back to the show. Don't Stop or We'll Die. Hello, guys.
Hey. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Great to I be love here. Your catchphrases. Hey. Yeah. Right off the bat. Thanks Finally for giving on. It to the fans immediately.
Well, and you know my famous catchphrase, hi there, hi there.
Yes, hi there, hi there. Of course, you know, just in the audio medium, we're not getting the physicality of the bowing and the tipping of the several hats. You tip a hat, you take it off, you put on a different hat, you tip that one.
There's a hat inside that first hat.
Of course, yes, the hidden hat.
And don't forget the double curtsy.
Oh, of course not. How does one do the double curtsy, by the way? Is it you curtsy both legs? Is it like...
Yeah, you curtsy both legs simultaneously. You essentially collapse.
Okay, great. Yeah, because your knees are turned out when you're doing it.
Yeah, and it causes you great permanent harm.
Welcome to back to the show, guys. I can't even count how many times you've been on the show. I believe you've been on ever since the old Indie 103.1 days. Did you do songs on that one, or were you not around then?
I think so.
I believe so.
I think you did. Yeah. So you've been our old friends.
Yeah, and we appreciate you, having us back, Scott.
We love it.
I mean, this podcast, it's wild, it's irreverent, and I love it.
Thank you so much. We were reverent for a few episodes, and then we were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you made a good choice. That was a good pivot.
And you, speaking of wild and irreverent, I mean, you guys, you have decided to throw away the traditional model of releasing an album, and you've decided to do this crazy thing, which is out now, a record called Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji. Tell us about this.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Well, yeah, we're gonna take a sledgehammer to the protocols of the music industry and build it again from scratch. So, yeah, we release a whole song every week on our podcast. And then this
what is
album
this podcast?
Is an anthology.
What is the podcast?
Volume.
Oh, the podcast is called Song a Week.
And that's not Song UH Week. It's Song A. No.
We did consider that, but it felt hesitant.
And don't mix it comments. Up with the other podcast, Songus Week, which is the Paul Songus podcast.
Right. Yeah. He's great. I mean, yeah. When he entered the podcast sphere, it was an exciting day for all yeah. podcasters.
We did get him as a sponsor finally, though.
So you guys put out a podcast where you guys do a fully produced song every single week, and this is the first collection of them. 12 songs, is that from the first 12 episodes?
That's true. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, and the podcast is it's sort of quibby sized. It's a quick bite episode. They're about 20 minutes long. Huh. And for the first dozen minutes, Mike and I, we just goof around.
It's a goof trip, yeah.
And then we debut a full new song. Because, yeah, Mike and I, we were writing songs. We felt like they were getting backed up. We wanted more songs out. We thought,
you got to shit them out.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't want them sitting
this,
in your
this
colon.
Thing, podcasting had just started.
Oh,
and we wanted to get on the
right.
ground floor
yeah.
in November 2020.
Yeah.
And now, Mike, you were telling me something really interesting before the show about how there already are 12 new songs.
Well, I thought that you would find it fascinating that when this podcast is released, even after the album, there's a whole other dozen songs in the podcast. Just sitting
I was blown away. I said, I made a mental note. Got to bring that up.
Well, Scott did, I think, a half eye roll, which is maybe even worse than a full eye roll.
I only yeah. rolled one of my eyes, which takes talent to do.
You do a double curtsy and a half eye roll is the ultimate compliment.
Of course, you guys have been together as a band for over a decade. Is that right? I mean, it has to be if you were back on the Indy 103 days.
I think back in the W administration, maybe 05.
I think 05, probably, yeah.
Not going to do it.
Not going to bet for my son.
What was he not going to do? He never explained that.
I guess have a second term.
Oh, whoa, my okay. goodness.
All right,
oh,
well, look,
no,
we
not
can't
today.
Get too political on this show.
We're going to polarize.
We're veering into new no-nos territory. I know, Paul, that you are not prepared to do any of those today.
That's true.
And you guys are both sipping from beverage cups.
That's right. Well, we thought you were going to talk for a second.
Well, so. Yeah. Well, you guys scored so hard on your last jokes that you both simultaneously took sips of water. Like, yeah. We're not going to be needed for the next 20 seconds or so.
Victory lap.
Scott, you calling Mike and I out on being dorks who are drinking glasses of water at the same time remind me of that time you caught Neil Campbell and I, probably around 2005, backstage stretching before we came out to do a performance.
I have never seen the like. That
and
was
when you introduced us, you said, well, these two guys were backstage stretching.
I have never seen a comedian warm up or stretch before a show. I mean, this is the kind of career that one does when one doesn't want to warm up or stretch. Like, you do that in your first 2 minutes.
That's true. I was before that, I was actively avoiding any sort of warming up.
So you guys have been around for so long. Of course, our old friend Harris Whittles used to be your drummer. Now, do you do drums on your songs now, or are they drumless or a drum machine or a combination of both?
We worked it out with Harris's ghost.
Yeah.
Actually, he's been drumming for us.
Whoa, yeah. This is yeah. incredible. And how did you get a hold of him? I've been trying to reach him on the Ouija board. And
well, we break out the Ouija board
He hasn't been answering my Ouija's.
Yeah, he told us about that. It's not personal. He just hasn't gotten to it. But
he's backed up on the Ouija's.
He's backed up on his Ouija.
Is it one of those things where if you don't answer it immediately, it just drops down to the in your list of Ouija's?
Yeah, it's like just a Reddit thread. Yeah.
Oh, I'm backed up on my Ouija. I was supposed to be talking to Buddy Hackett this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we released an album in 2018 that was produced by fellow friends of Harris, Dan Molot and Amin Zarukian. And Amin Zarukian started, and they drummed on that album.
Yeah.
They played drums. And then we started playing live again, and Amin had been playing a lot of guitar on the song. So Amin joined, and on drums, we play with Tony Thaxton, a drummer from such bands as Motion City Soundtrack. And he's a very talented dude. So
yeah, obviously we miss Harris like the Dickens.
Yeah, there's no replacing that guy.
Just like Charles Dickens. We all miss him.
Yeah.
And a great drummer.
A lot of people didn't know that. There's a whole chapter of Christmas Carol where Scrooge basically is doing paradiddles.
It's not even like an exciting drum solo. It's like just the bar work. It's right, really, yeah. I see why they cut it.
It's incredible. Well, this sounds great. You guys are going to be doing a couple of live songs for us. What's the difference between doing a live song and a recorded song?
Well, one takes a lot more electricity.
Oh, okay. So is this like cryptocurrency? You guys
yeah,
are.
It's like creating one. Eureka book. What are they called? Ethereum.
One takes a lot of electricity, and one takes all you get. One take is all you get with a live performance.
No, I understood.
Okay.
Or you thought it was me not understanding?
Well, you didn't even give me half an eye roll.
It was like an eighth eye roll, tops.
That's how Belushi died from an eighth of an eye roll.
Well, this is exciting that you guys are here. You're back on the show. You're going to be doing live songs from this album, Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji. And where can people get this record? Is that something that you can stream? Is it something you can buy?
It's everywhere that you stream and download all the music spots. And there's also a Bandcamp you can go to, the don'tstoporwilldie.bandcamp.com. It's all there.
Right. And your name, by the way, have we ever talked about your name? It's based on the old couple in Back to the Future. What do they actually say?
Yes. Oh, the actual dialogue is, don't stop Wilbur, drive.
Don't stop Wilbur, drive. Which...
Yeah, when Marty comes back to 1955 and he's trying to flag down that car, and this woman believes that if they stop her... Yeah. We thought it was her.
Yeah,
screaming we,
assuming
terror,
she would
don't
perish.
Stop or we'll die. But then when the DVD came out, we got those closed captions on. We found
what
out
what prompted was... you to turn on the closed captions in the first place? Were you looking for clarity on the issue, or was it just like an anything extra? If there's something extra I can fit into this screen, subtitles, footnotes, anything.
Right.
I want to see it all.
Picture in a picture of a football game, I remember.
Sure.
We were watching it with Christopher Lloyd and his grandkids, and we started getting in an argument.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chris said, just put on the... I'll
just
censor
put all the
it.
Captions.
Just put on the GD captions.
Oh, well. My God. I wish I knew what that GD stood for. God damn it. I wish I knew what that stood for. And he wasn't on set that day. So how did he know what they were saying?
Well, I think he guest directed that scene.
Oh, he did.
Zemeckis
really?
Let him climb behind the camera for that
literally
day.
Climb.
Yeah,
because he's very short. A lot of people don't know he's 2 feet tall. Christopher Lloyd is.
Yeah,
and
Michael J. Fox is 8 feet tall.
Yeah, and they both had to stand in front of a green screen anytime they were next to another actor. Other than that, the props were all built to their scale.
Yeah,
but anytime they were in a scene with another actor, they had to be in front of a green screen, and it would even them out.
Absolutely. And Scott, what crushes the mind is that those heights don't just apply to the Back to the Future franchise. That's
no.
Every movie or TV show these guys have been in, they've had to accommodate these heights.
It's crazy. Christopher Lloyd in Taxi is shorter than Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's three apples high, I think they say.
So it's actually don't stop Wilbur Drive, which is a weird
don't
line.
Don't stop Wilbur Drive.
That's an odd line. Like if I were an actor and I received the pages that day, trying to wrap my mouth around that would be, you know, very, very difficult to do as an actor.
Yeah. You'd want to shorten the Wilbur part to...
Can it be Will?
Yeah, could I just say, hey, let's get out of here? Maybe I would try to say, but she nailed it. Don't stop Wilbur Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should change the band name to Don't Stop Wilbur Drive.
Have you ever considered that? Doing like an offshoot band? Like
a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead of music?
Of music, yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, this definitely sounds worth putting a ton of time into. Let's do it.
Well, Don't Stop or We'll Die is the name of the band. Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji is the name of the album. And you guys are going to do a live version of one of the songs right now for us. And you guys are holed up there. It looks to be in Mike's place. Judging by the artwork on the walls, you
all Monets,
yeah, exactly, all originals as well. Yeah. A lot of people don't know, Mike. You are one of the premier art collectors in the United States.
Oh yeah, I think actually almost everybody knows that about me.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say. Everyone knows that about you.
Our generation, Steve Martin of Funny Man Curators. That is an alliteration, right?
Bangist.
Did you guys, you and Steve were in a sort of a race to collect certain pieces of art. Did you end up winning that race or was that?
I did, yeah. I got this poster of my father's brass quintet before he
Steve Martin really wanted that one, I know.
Yeah, but Jive for Five is alive. So,
yeah. And Steve Martin, that's not an original, that's a print, but Steve Martin really wanted this specific print, didn't he?
Yeah, and that's an NFT that I just printed out.
Oh, cool, that's cool. Yeah. What is that, Bloom County?
Yeah.
And that's in the middle.
Kulop gave me this, actually.
Oh, yeah. But that's surrounded by Van Gogh's and A Starry Night. You have the original Starry Night.
Yeah, I did. I was eating a hot dog when I moved it in, so there are some ketchup and mustard stains on it. But
so it's not just stars. It's like star and a couple of suns. And
yeah, there's kind of a big green UFO pickle slice.
I think it improved it.
You know what? Actually, I'm feeling really positive about it. I know that I didn't even bother to put it in a frame, and
tangled
it
there on the wall.
Yeah, but you really helped me. I think I might have improved it. Thank you.
Van Gogh wishes he had put more UFOs in his paintings.
Yeah, Van Gogh, like fuck yourself.
Yeah. Wait, no, that more like Argo, fuck yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or Vincent Argo.
Did you, wonderful. Scott, this is a little Hollywood tidbit. Did you know they wanted me to play Alfred to Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne?
That is so weird because you're younger than Ben Affleck. Usually Alfred is older and acts as like a mentor character, and Alfred is the character that, you know, sort of raises Bruce Wayne. How would it work with a younger person?
Well, they had seen me do a sketch where I had some very unconvincing old man, sort of a white wig.
Oh, okay.
And I had two canes. They believed me to be Alfred's age.
Oh, so you were kind of, yeah, it was, you lost the job when they discovered it was a ruse. You were just playing a character.
Oh, yes. So they came to see a sketch of yours, thought you were a real old man, and then cast you as Alfred just based on that sketch?
Well, and also, this was a previous script that Don't Stop or We'll Die wrote songs for. Never actually happened, but we wrote songs for the new Batman movie that got cut because the original script, all the Alfred scenes were flashbacks to when
the early 90s when I was like in grade school.
So Alfred in the early 90s, was he like wearing a bootleg Simpsons t-shirt or?
Yeah, it's like, and he goes to see he goes to see Batman Forever in the theater.
And he's like, I got to get involved with this guy.
Yeah.
Wow. This is incredible script. I got to see it. I mean, forget about release the Snyder cut. Release the Don't Stop or We'll Die Batman cut.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if we could get the studios to play ball, man.
Hey, Scott, how about release the Rocky versus Rambo movie, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that needs to happen. I mean, what is Sylvester Stallone doing these days? You know?
Well, he's making Rocky and Rambo movies.
He's just not getting them together like we wanted him to.
Three-sixths of the writers right here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. That's fully one half. Well, guys, this is incredible. You have this new album out, Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji.
Yeah, and we've been working on this album. In the meantime, we've been moonlighting, making new fonts.
Oh, new font. What do you mean you've been making new fonts? What do you mean
by
that?
Well, it's part passion, part necessity. We make the money that creates all the songs by selling fonts. We make fonts at night, and it's also kind of stirs up our creative process.
Oh, okay.
We used
so wait,
to write
making
songs for fonts, then we ran out of fonts, so now we have to make the fonts.
Wait,
for
so
the
you were
fonts.
You were making the songs that you wrote earlier in your career were designed to be fonts?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You understood it perfectly.
Yes. Okay, but then there are no more fonts, so you had to start making new fonts in order to write new songs. Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, you're getting it. Mm-hmm. It's as big of a mind bender as it feels.
This is like Tenet.
Oh yeah. It is we are like Tenet. We're like Tenet the band.
Yeah, or tenants. You guys are like tenants.
Yes. We're like two kooky tenants.
So you guys made these fonts. So do you, like, if I were to name a font, would that, could you write a song based on that font?
Certainly.
Sure.
Okay.
Name,
what do you got?
One.
You know, one of the most popular, Helvetica.
Helvetica.
Ooh. Crunchy.
Crunchy. Crunchy.
Crunchy. We never mention the name of the font.
Wow, incredible. Well, guys, I hate to make you play a song right after you just played an incredible song, but you are here to play songs off of your new album, and you're going to be playing a couple of live tracks here. Are you guys all set up to do that right now? I mean, obviously
I
you just played one, so it seems like
we're
you
still
are
still waiting for our cellist.
Oh no.
I'm
I think
kidding.
We
I'm
may
kidding.
Have
I'm
to yeah, go on without them. Do you want to say what this song is? Do you want to give us a title, or are you spoiler?
Oh, we can give you a
yeah.
title.
How about
yeah.
we tell you the title for this first one, and then if we play another song later on, we can it can remain shrouded in
we
mystery.
Don't know.
Okay, all right. What is the title of this song?
Well, this one's called "A Flower in My Garden," Scott.
Flower in My Garden. Okay,
Scott?
Is this the Scott? Okay, A Flower in My Garden, comma Scott.
Yep.
Okay. And this is a new song by Don't Stop or We'll Die. Are you guys all ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is Don't Stop or We'll Die on Comedy Bang Bang.
To do. He's got pet nettles are so pretty, but his thorns will take a little bite out of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks. Oh my goodness.
Scott.
All right, guys, we have to take a break. You can stick around, though, right? We have so much more show to come.
Absolutely. Please.
All right. When we come back, we will have H.R. Giger is going to be here when we come back after this break. Boy, he hasn't been on the show in a while. That's very exciting. We'll be right back with more Don't Stop or We'll Die, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, maybe you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter. What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Paul and Mike of Hi. Don't Stop or We'll Hello. Die here.
Hi there, hi there.
Yes, hi there. Thank you so much for your catchphrase. Yes, hi there, hi there. And what about your catchphrase, Mike? I forget exactly what it was.
Hey.
Oh, okay, of course. How could I forget? They have a new record, Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji. What is that referring to? Is that a song title or what
it's
exactly?
It's not a song title. It's the essence of, it's a new thing starting. This is the first of anthology album from the podcast.
And in all sincerity though, Scott, our buddy Harris Whittles, he used to call us his Gojis.
Yeah, we were Harris's Gojis.
Yeah, well, so why would he do that?
Well, I don't know, but we described ourselves as three Gojis for years.
Oh, so he wasn't just calling you his Gojis.
Well, it went both ways. We were the three Gojis. I believe it started, though, as Harris referring to us as his two Gojis.
Okay. What is the definition of a Goji?
I think it's a berry.
Yeah, it's a plant. Okay.
Oh, great. Well,
so
wonderful.
We were his little berries.
So this is the bloom of the Goji. This is blooming anew.
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Wonderful. And that this is in stores now. This is available to stream anywhere that.
That's
that
right.
People.
And then Mike and I on our podcast, the new episodes that come out, we have a patreon.com/don'tstoporwe'lldie where folks can get the new track each week.
That's right. Okay. Don't have to wait for an album if you're in on the Patreon.
And you guys are a good band, right?
How do you answer a question like this? The answer
is not one that I don't think I've ever asked any other group other than the Sloppy Boys that, but
what did they say?
I think they were unsure.
Well, I'm here to say that we're a good band. We can say it. And also, you know what else? Sloppy Boys are a good band too.
Hey.
Great band.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Bloom of the Goji is out there right now, but we do need to get to our next guest. Now he is the aforementioned visual artist that I was talking about. You guys are artists of the Sonic variety. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sonic the Hedgehog variety.
The ears that you have on the side of your head that see sounds.
Yes, exactly. But he is a visual artist. You know him best for designing Deborah Harry of Blondie's first solo record album cover. Also did some other things like designing the Xenomorph for the Alien franchise. Please welcome to the show, H.R. Giger.
Hello, gang. It's so great to be here again.
So great to have you.
You know, it's been a lot of question because how am I here?
Right to it. Just all business. I like this. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting right to there's been a lot of questions.
Yes. I mean, in general, in the world, people sure. ask a lot of questions on varying subjects.
I would say that the ratio of declarative statements to questions is probably 2-1.
No, it's 1.5 to 0.5.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a. I understand now.
That's why I'm here, to crunch the numbers.
Okay, thank you. So what are the questions that are, by the way, this is Paul and this is Michael from Don't Stop or We'll Die.
Oh, I know, big fan.
Oh,
hi.
Pleasure
HR.
To meet you, big fan.
I love Flower in the Garden. I know the title.
Oh, thank you, HR.
Hey, nice Monets.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, are you a Monet-er?
Crazy, I am, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, when I was alive, right, everybody, I was pretty much dead. I mean, let's be honest, look at me. But when I died, I was like, because being dead was my thing when I was alive, why not when I'm dead in the nether regions be, hey, I'm kind of alive. I'm alive again. And
are you switching your whole deal now?
Or that's right. Come this Easter, I did mostly because pastels are big. And I thought, you know, love to celebrate that. And I see those Monets. And is that also a Manet? And is that mayonnaise?
You got mayonnaise on your mayonnaise?
Uh-oh. See, we celebrate the joys and happy accidents.
HR, you are a totally different guy now.
Don't flatter.
I truly wouldn't. Well, welcome back to the show. And you say there are a lot of questions.
Yeah, that was one of them. How are you alive again?
You passed away, of course. And people know you from... roll down your bio, which is short for biography. Time?
Oh, thank you. Okay, I thought you meant my bio.
Your biological system.
Well, if you want to talk about that, I could go on, because sometimes my skin is so translucent, I get sunburns on my organs.
Oh, no!
I know, could you imagine? My kidneys are peeling.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So people would know you from the big scary monster in Alien. You designed that puppy.
Yes, he's a xenomorph, and he was born out of my obsession with genitalia, and I run that by my wife Carmen Maria Schiffela Giger, and if she approves of its uncomfortable levels of anxiety, then I can put it into the world. And like you said, I did Blondie's album cover, Korn's microphone stand. That's true.
That's one of my favorite little details about you, H.R. Giger, is Korn didn't ask you to do anything other than just like relegated you to the microphone stand. Like, what can you do with this thing?
Yeah, then Rush got at me about Neil Peart's drumsticks, and I said, this is getting ridiculous.
Like, enough with the long cylindrical things.
Yeah, I did do it, though, as two little garter snakes.
And a lot of your work is based on penises and sexual organs and I guess vaginal shapes. Is that safe to say?
I think, yeah, most people would say that. And, you know, there's a lot of hatches and vessels that look very vaginal. But
what drew you to that? Yeah, what drew you to that kind of work?
Coincidence, you know, like everything's bound to happen in life. There are infinite, you know.
As the immortal bard once said, there is nothing new under the sun.
That's right. You put monkeys in a room, they're bound to paint vaginas.
Have you ever done that? Put monkeys in a room?
Oh, let me tell you, man.
I've never, you know, monkeys are one of the most outdoor animals I can think of. Like, to see them in a room, that would be incredible.
Yeah, why couldn't you put the typewriters outside?
Exactly. Maybe they're electric. They can't run that many extension cords.
Yeah, but I mean, you should, if the theory holds up, you should put electric typewriters outside in a rainstorm and still get Hamlet.
Sure, of course. Paul, Mike, anything?
Oh, well, all this Shakespeare talk. HR, you did the original poster for Shakespeare in Love?
Yes, I did. I did. And it was just Dame Judi Dench in a sea of pus.
That,
so
I mean,
no Gwyneth Paltrow, no Ralph Fiennes.
Didn't need her. Didn't need him.
So what brings you back to life, back to reality here?
Easter resurrection, like I say, it's spring.
Sure, that was a couple of weeks ago, though. So you're just a spring guy now?
Well, forgive me if I didn't come here first stop. I have some things to take
yeah,
care
what's
of.
What's going on? Why weren't you here Easter Monday for episode 700?
I had to feed my cat, Moogie.
Oh, your cat's still alive.
You know, good question. I just put some food out. I never saw him.
Where did you put the food?
On his carcass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I think I have something to tell you that you might not.
Oh, not interested. No, don't worry about it. No more room for information.
Understood. Is your wife still alive?
Good question. I came and put out some food and, you know.
You're one of those guys who stopped going on your Wikipedia page the moment you died, right?
I did, but I used to edit it when I was alive.
Oh, yeah. We all do that, of course.
Yeah.
I think as celebrities, let's stop editing our own Wikipedia pages and pick a celebrity and edit theirs.
Oh, dibs on, let's say, Bob Barker.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of upkeep there, I would imagine, so that you're kind of giving yourself one of the easier ones.
Okay, I'll take Armie Hammer.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, goodness. That's a full-time job.
Why? What happened? I've been gone.
Oh, he's a you guy now.
Yeah, he's a you guy.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll have to talk to him.
Yeah, you guys should get together.
I've got his lawyer's email here. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
So it's spring. What does HR Giger do in the nowadays in the spring. What are you up to? I guess is what I'm trying to,
yeah,
you know, have answered in a roundabout way.
I like to garden, do little egg hunts. I did an egg hunt, and what I do is take the xenomorph eggs, you know, and
sure,
I,
that the xenomorphs hatch out of,
yeah, the facehuggers.
Yeah,
yes,
before they transform inside someone's stomach as a parasitical being into their larger form.
Top marks, Ackerman. Wow. Well,
I saw that movie, Alien.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Wait, you just designed the xenomorph? You had nothing to do with the movie?
They said make an alien, and I said, like, duh, and that's all I know.
Did they pay you for it?
Scary?
Yeah, it's very scary, and I did get paid. And I just, then I turned my back on it, because the moment art becomes commerce, it's dead to me.
I see. So once you accepted the, was it like a cashier's check or a money order?
It was an American Express cashier's check.
Once you accepted that, you turned your back on the xenomorph.
Yes.
Forever.
Not on that cash, though, boy. That's when I funded my little skeleton train I have in my backyard.
Where'd you get that cash? Did you go down to like the check cashing place on the corner, or do you have your own, did you have your own bank? Or
no, there is a cash checking, a checking cash place that has a fax machine, and you can also get your taxes done there.
Wow!
So I did all three in one day.
Oh,
once
the trifecta!
A year.
This must have been in April.
It was big. That's why I'm back.
Oh, you're here to do your taxes. You may be interested to know that they delayed the deadline.
Why?
Well, you've been gone for a while. There's been a lot going on here on Earth that you actually would have been very interested
totally
in.
Oh, this would totally be not your interested. Scene, though,
not
HR.
Interested.
You would have loved it. There's this thing called the coronavirus.
It's all
the
body, beer? Gross body stuff.
Yeah, just like, yeah, makes people stop smelling and tasting
what
things.
What fun is life if you can't smell or be smelled?
Which do you prefer?
Well said.
I like
it. Is that
equal.
A 1-to-1?
It is. You have an equal transfer of smells. So
sure.
Do you know that it does work on a credit basis where you cannot smell someone if they're not smelling you? So
that's
coronavirus
right.
Must be screwing up the ecosystem.
It truly is. I mean, people are unable to smell. They're unable to taste. There are, you know, not to get too... into an area which is too morbid, but there are, you know, just bodies everywhere being stacked up in makeshift morgues. I mean, I would think that you'd be really into this kind of thing.
Wow, gone too soon. I feel like when you leave and then the party really starts.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be like a, I don't know how else to describe this, but a pig in shit.
Okay, no blue. Don't work blue.
I beg
please.
Your pardon.
Yeah. It's too bad, though. I could have been the patron saint of all this.
You could have. You could have started a Patreon.
What now? What's
oh,
that?
That's another huge thing that started since you died.
I'm listening.
Oh, HR, you gotta get a Patreon.
Okay.
Oh, HR, you gotta get a Patreon.
You guys are having so much fun.
Do you
but
miss
you're
it?
Back.
You, yeah, you're
positive.
Back now. Do you miss it?
I do miss it, and that's why I'm back, because I've got some unfinished business.
What do you
got
to finish?
Oh.
Can I finish, as Ross Perot said?
That's just it.
What?
Yeah. I have to bring Ross Perot back to get elected so we have a third-party system and fix this big schism in our world.
You're bringing Ross Perot back to Earth?
Yes.
Well, where is he?
Where we go to Mordor. It's this place with all these doors. Okay.
Oh, okay. More doors than the usual.
Than
world.
Hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like hell, but with more doors. This checks out. Just go with me. And
okay.
So.
Oh my. I have a very close caveman friend who passed away recently. I hope you haven't seen him.
What's his name?
Unga Munga?
Yeah, I think I know the guy.
Unga Munga's in hell?
Yeah, that's him. That guy's basically a big pile of dust.
Oh, man. Wait, yeah. He passed away recently, though, you said, Paul?
Yeah. How does that work?
He had a caveman Benjamin Button sort of.
Oh,
oh wow.
God.
You see that. You do see that. Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah.
It's interesting that people who are born with Benjamin Button disease know how long they're going to be alive. You know what I mean? Like, we're all born as babies.
Yeah.
And we have no idea if we're going to die at 30, at 50, at 2.
So, yeah, if you're born with Benjamin Button, and you're born and you're like 5 years old, you're like, oh no,
shit.
You're basically a walking egg timer.
It's like, why bother going to kindergarten or anything? It's like, let me just enjoy myself.
Yeah, so Unga Munga was like that. And so he didn't keep getting older. He kept getting younger, like younger, first a fetus, then an embryo, then a little egg, then a sperm, then he became his father and then his grandfather.
Oh my God. This How fun was it crazy. When he was a sperm?
It was pretty great, I have to say. It was gooey.
A little slippery.
I was into it, but not in that kind of way, just aesthetically. Yeah. You know, it fit. Yeah.
It fit the whole xenomorph spit kind of vibe that you have.
I wore him as a fashion accessory as a little opalesque tear.
Oh, okay.
That's
and he
tasteful.
Was good with that. Like that was mutual. That was
Did anyone such. Think you had been to prison and had killed someone?
No, that's when you're in prison and you conceive someone.
Oh, okay. Did anyone say, hey, have you been to prison? You said, no, it's just sperm on my face.
Well, I don't want to reveal, you know, like kill the magic, you know, so I didn't do that. I still believe
that would be fun if a prisoner came out and did that funny joke with people. No, it's just sperm.
I think that would make them popular around the prison yard. They would not be beaten up immediately.
All right. Well, look, we need to take a break if that's okay.
Yeah.
HR, can you stick around? Because we have a very interesting small business owner coming up.
You got it, Scotty.
Ooh.
And Paul and Mike are here from Don't Stop or We'll Die. And you're going to be playing a live song a little bit later in the show. You guys, of course, can stick around because you're going to be playing that song.
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Don't Stop or We'll Die, more HR Giger. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Don't Stop or We'll Die. Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji is out now. 12 songs that have, don't worry, been remastered. And they are all there for your listening pleasure. And Paul and Mike are here doing songs from it here as a special treat for us Comedy Bang Bang listeners. We also have HR Giger is here.
Hey-o!
Well, wonderful. It's great to have you guys all on, and we're going to be hearing another song from Don't Stop or We'll Die here coming up at the end of the show. But let's get to our next guest before that. She's a small business owner. This is exciting. 2021, we have had a few small business owners on. We have not had any entrepreneurs because we were tired of having them on. But this is a small business owner, I'm not quite sure what her business is, but let's please welcome to the show for the first time, Mary Jane Kim.
Hello, what's up? What's up, guys? What's up,
Scott? So nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey. So great to have you. This is HR Giger.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Don't Stop or We'll Die over here.
Don't Stop or We'll Die. Yeah, that's pretty much my motto all year. And
I mean, look, at every year, as far as I'm concerned, try not to die.
Because
if it ever happens to you, that's about it.
No, not
take it
true.
From me, HR here.
Been true. A rough year. Oh, I thought I told you my business. I started a small business during the pandemic.
You are the owner of a small business.
Yeah, I own this. It's very small. It just started.
How small are we talking?
Okay, as small as me, you can't see me. I'm pretty small, so it's like that small.
Yeah, you're on Zoom right now, and I'm just seeing like basically an empty house, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm like 4'10", so it's pretty small. It's a small business.
Okay. You're the Liz Taylor. You're 4'10"-ski.
Yeah. I'm 4'10", just like, I could have been a gymnast, but now I'm a small business owner.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ever sad that you weren't a gymnast and you're a small business owner instead?
Yeah, every day of my life. I could be real rich, but now I'm just a small business owner. Couldn't get
you know those loans. Rich gymnasts.
It's like
they're sort of small business owners in a way. I bet they incorporate.
Yeah, they probably own their bodies, so
probably.
That's their business is doing gymnastics around town.
Yeah, just around town. So tell us about your small business of which you are an owner.
All right. Okay. So, I've been on Instagram a lot this year, and I've been watching people start small businesses, and I just thought, well, how should I monetize some of my hobbies? And one of my hobbies is just smoking a lot of weed. So I started a weed business out of my parents' house, but like, is this going to be on something? Cause they don't actually,
yeah.
Know that I'm
no,
doing
you're
it.
You're on a podcast right now. We did you not know what this was? This is distributed publicly.
Yeah, but you're not gonna don't email them this, right? Yeah.
Oh no, we don't. No, I mean we don't usually email
everyone
in America whenever we put out a new episode.
But, you should.
Yeah, that is a good. I mean, that would be great if
Scott,
we had everyone.
I feel like this podcast has a pretty strict no parents allowed policy.
Oh, thank God.
Well, we have had that. Yeah, we don't like a lot of square parents on this show. I mean, anyone who's even, sired a baby of any sort, we don't like to have them on a show. So
yeah.
What if I were to gestate an egg sack, just asking for, that old saying.
That's right on the line.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get back to you. I'll think about
okay,
it.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So wait, so you, Mary Jane,
yeah.
or do I call you Mary? Which
actually, my name's Jane Kim, but then I thought, that's funny if I call it Mary Jane. And so I went on the internet and I was like, that's pretty clever, but.
I don't know if you know this, but Mary Jane is actually a sort of a slang term for marijuana.
Oh.
Okay. You know what? I'm learning a lot about weed now. This business just started like last week because I'm desperate for money. I lost all my
jobs. Why are you
so
desperate for money?
I got to move out of my parents' house.
What were your jobs that you lost?
Oh, okay. I worked at a stationery company. I walked dogs. I was a nanny. I had like a...
What'd you do for a stationery company? Were you writing letters on stationery for people who would hire you?
Or? You know, like fonts? You know those guys were talking about fonts? I kind of like invented
those guys,
fonts.
These guests that are on the show? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The other guys, I would like make fonts. I would also kind of like fold envelopes.
How does someone make fonts?
I would get real high and then I would think, oh, this looks different. Like this is a different way to draw an A.
So what would you do? What would you do for it? Would you like
close my eyes and draw it with my left hand?
Oh, that's it? Just like drawing with your left hand is your new fonts? Okay.
Yeah. I think it's like pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a question, though, Scott.
Yeah.
If I may ask.
For whom?
Oh,
myself or for Jane?
Yeah, yeah,
Jane,
yeah.
Jane.
Jane.
Are you, so if you're selling this, are you growing your own marijuana in your parents' house?
Okay, yeah. So I have been growing it in my closet, and it's been super stressful because it smells so bad.
Do you not like the smell of pot? It's, you said it was something that you were doing a lot.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it doesn't smell bad to me. It doesn't smell bad to me, but if my parents smell it, I'm going to get in big trouble and they're going to kill me. So it's been a little stressful hiding it from them.
How do you hide a smell?
Oh, I just tell them I have like diarrhea and stuff.
Wait, so you've told your parents you've had diarrhea every single day of the pandemic?
Yeah. And it works because it's so stressful. The pandemic's being stressful. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, diarrhea.
Are they worried about you, though? Or, I mean, I would think they would take you to a doctor at some point.
Duh. I just am like, I got to stop eating cheese and, you know, this cheese and the gluten and stuff.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. It's been, okay, I have a setup in my closet. I put all the weed in my shoes so that it can hide it. And then I have like a greenhouse that I got on Amazon. But the electricity bills have been going way up. So I have to think like, how do I explain that? I just keep all my lights on all the time.
Maybe if you told your parents you had an electric toilet that you were constantly having diarrhea in, that would explain the electricity bill.
You know what? I'm going to try that.
I don't know if that'd hold up, though, Scott, as an alibi, because I had an electric toilet when I had diarrhea, and it was just, I was blowing the fuses all the time.
And electrocuting yourself.
Mm-hmm. I was getting electrocuted while I was spraying diarrhea into the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, no, people don't, when you buy an electric toilet, I bought one last summer.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you that an electric current can flow through your
zaps you
diarrhea stream.
Yeah, right through your sphincter all the way up past your aforementioned organs, HR. And
thank
right
you.
Outside,
burning your
yeah, right. You're welcome. Right outside your mouth.
Do your parents not know what weed smells like? They just think that weed smells like diarrhea,
or diarrhea smells like weed.
They say they smelled it, and one time my dad said he did smoke weed once, but they hate it.
Mary Jane, have you considered giving your parents COVID so they lose their sense of smell?
This is a good idea.
I did think of that, and I prayed every single night that they would get it, and they did it, and then they
Jane. I mean, God helps those who help themselves. You need to go out there, get COVID, infect your parents, and that way you're in the clear, baby.
Yeah. You know what? I am in Orange County. I did go to Costco and Walmart without a mask on because I forgot, and that probably could have done something.
Didn't end up happening, huh?
You guys have
escaped it?
Ah. They're too strong for me. You know, they're like strong people. They're strong-willed. I gotta get out of here.
Is that how you can not get COVID? Is just willing it not to happen?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just move out? I mean,
I can't afford it, man.
Please don't yell at me.
Wow.
It's hard being a small female business owner, okay? It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making it up as I go along. Actually, go on www.maryjane.com and you can
wait. You own MaryJane.com?
Wow, yeah. Good guess.
Just sell that. All of your problems are taken care of.
Man, hey, I'm glad I came here. I'm getting some good ideas. I gotta write this down.
She's not writing anything down.
I'm gonna write it down.
I'm gonna write it down.
You're high right now, aren't you?
No.
I'm not talking to you, HR.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I smoked this morning, but like not right before this.
By the way, this is technically our 420 show. It's coming out on 419, so it's, it's
perfect.
Close enough for horseshoes
perfect.
And hand grenades.
No, so 419 is Steely Dan Day.
That's May 19. That's 519.
I'm always a month
May 19.
Oh yeah. God. Always a May's bride, never an April's day. Could I go now?
No, please stay.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm thinking maybe someone on this podcast makes posters, right?
Yeah.
So now you're outsourcing.
Someone else on this can make me a jingle. Someone can make me a jingle.
Yeah, Paul and Mike, do you want to make a jingle here for what is the name? name of your business?
It's called Mary Jane Kim Weed.
Mary J. Kim Weed.
Mary Jane Kim Weed.
Yeah.
Mary Jane Kim Weed. I think that's a little close to the McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Yeah, ba da ba ba ba. Yeah, too close. Can you take it
too close?
Take it into a different dynamic.
Mary Jane Kim Weed.
No, I'm afraid we can't use that.
Mary Jane Kim Weed.
Perfect.
Is that farther from it or closer?
That's actually
to the McDonald's thing.
Too close.
That was closer?
That got even closer, yeah.
What if it was just ba da ba ba ba? I'm loving it instead of.
That's as close as you can get, I think, to the McDonald's.
Oh, that's closer too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What's this like?
What about
ba da ba ba?
Hey, Mary Jude.
Yeah.
I don't think it's changing the name of the business would do it.
Mary Jane.
Weed.
I don't think.
You love my weed.
That's good.
You buy it now.
That's good.
And if you smoke it, it smells like diarrhea.
And it's so, we're so fortunate that between us recording this and this coming out, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are going to die.
So we're so fortunate that no one will be left to sue anyone.
That's going
to
be great.
Hey, I made a poster for you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Oh, HR is holding up. Get your mouth next to the mic, though, so we can hear what you're saying. But okay.
Hey, don't tech shame.
Oh, my. I love it.
Describe this, HR, if you could.
Okay. So you got your, let's just call it a maple leaf.
But it's a pot leaf.
Hey, come on. No, don't go blue. Okay. And then
we're green.
There's, these are two breasts and this is a phallus.
Perfect.
This is the skull of a dead alien baby. And that is a vaginal opening. And then it just says Mary Jane. What do
I
you think?
I love it. That's perfect. And that's funny because one of my weed strains is called Green Dolphin and it looks kind of like a dick.
Oh, great. Huh. I'll also put a dolphin in there.
And yeah, put a dolphin in there that looks kind of like a dick.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Like a dick dolphin. I love dolphins.
There you go.
And dicks.
I talked to some people who worked on the old Flipper show and they said he was a huge dick.
Oh, I've heard that too. It's sad.
Whack, whack, give me my eyeline. Whack, whack.
Don't meet your heroes.
Jane, if I may.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not having much luck selling the weed. I mean, have you ever thought about just abandoning that? And do you have anything else in your closet that you could sell?
What about all those shoes?
Yeah, it sounds like you have a ton of shoes.
I have nothing else.
Oh.
Wow.
You don't have any other possessions?
No, this is it. As I have shoes filled with weed.
That's it.
If this doesn't work, I'm going to be screwed.
Are your parents worried about you? All you have are shoes in your bedroom.
For sure.
And you have diarrhea every day.
Yeah. Super stressful. They're very worried, but, you know, they're Asian, so we don't talk about our feelings.
Okay, so what, they walk into your room, take a look at, is there a bed?
No, I sleep on the ground, Japanese style.
But, I mean, more than that, other than them finding out about this, I would just be worried about you as a human being, because you sound, you know, like you have no interests, you don't even sleep on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And is the diarrhea a lie, or do you actually have diarrhea every day as well?
Well, you know, this past year, I have had diarrhea every day.
Okay.
It's been pretty bad. It's stressful.
Tough gig. Yeah,
everything is stressful, but to be honest, out of all the guests that have been on recently, you know, I don't worry about Paul.
Uh-huh.
I don't worry about Mike.
Yeah.
I don't even worry about HR over here. I know they're going to be okay. But,
thanks, man.
You know, this is the first time you've been on the show, and I'm a little just worried about you as a fellow human being.
Yeah. Oh, well... Yeah, you guys, you don't have to worry because now I have a jingle and a poster and my business is going to succeed. I actually believe in myself, but yeah, if it does fail, I'm going to be in pretty big trouble.
Just so we're being clear here, though.
Yeah.
We're not doing this work for free, so we do have to bill you.
Okay, I cannot pay you in money.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional, you know.
Can you pay us in some of that?
I want some shoes.
Yep.
Wait, can dead people smoke pot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet
ghosts.
Well, they're made you of see it
smoke.
Well, and you see a skeleton smoking weed, and then it drifts out of their rib cage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's seen that. Yeah, that's true.
Ghosts love weed.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you guys are okay being paid in weed, then you know, I guess we have a deal. I just, you know, I hate to criticize people's businesses when they come on this show, and I've never done that. I think if you can find any tape of me ever criticizing a guest's business on this show. You know, I'd be
next
surprised
to a
to
grade
hear that.
School, so I'm not gonna necessarily smoke it, but I have a place I can.
Well, it's
can
pass we want to help.
You might sell it.
This is an investment. This is like a Shark Tank investment.
But you don't know. I mean, you might think your parents aren't that hip, but maybe around midnight, just crack open their door.
As long as they're not gremlins. As long as they're not gremlins.
Yeah, don't get them high after midnight.
Brain gremlin or that lady gremlin.
But
you might see them.
Your parents might be cooler than you think.
Having diarrhea together.
They actually might appreciate you growing this weed because they buy it themselves and they smoke it.
Mom and dad can be cool too.
Yeah. Maybe they have sex.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, with each other.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I can't think about that.
Jane, I'm willing to invest in, and we can definitely trade music for weed, but I do, every time that I buy weed, I do email your parents. So we would have to email them.
Yeah, he emails the parents of anyone he buys weed from. So.
Okay. Yeah, which in the past hasn't been an issue because it's never been you before.
No, I hate to get violent, but, you know, now I'm going to have to kill you.
Wait, are you serious? Are you really going to kill Mike Cassidy here?
Mary Jane, are you the diarrhea strangler I've been hearing about?
Oh, man. I mean, I cannot confirm or deny that.
That always means they're confirming.
I need a lawyer, actually. I'd like a lawyer.
You got the Armie Hammer's lawyer.
I can send you that email.
I need a lawyer.
I'll email your parents' Armie Hammer's attorney's info.
Actually, I'm going to say I'm going to represent myself.
He who represents himself has a fool for a client, as the immortal bard once said.
Yeah, that makes sense too, because I'm also my own boss and my own employee, and I'm.
Well, you're a self-made woman.
Yeah, I'm.
I respect that.
Thank you. Women lead. I'm leaning in.
That's right. You are a failed small business owner who is about to be arrested for strangling people. And as far as I'm concerned, should be arrested for your daily diarrhea as well. I think anything over 200 days a year and you should be arrested for it.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. I sentence you to 2 years on the electric toilet.
Oh, no.
Even the electric chair. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I sentence you to 2 years of hard diarrhea. So just regular poop.
So just regular poop.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
All right.
Really
well, we are running out of time for the show. We only have one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs. All right. That was Icona Popped by The Best by The Last Noel. Oh, okay. Bringing up the rear in Noels. Thank you so much to The Last Noel. And guys, what are we plugging here? Obviously, Don't Stop or We'll Die. Paul and Mike, what do you got to plug?
Well, check out our podcast, Song a Week, and the new album, Bloom of the Goji, available everywhere.
All right. Boy, short, concise. I love it. HR, what do you have to plug here?
I'm going to do a crossover plug because now I have a friend named Matt Gourley, great guy, and he works with Paul Rust here. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, they do a podcast called With Gourley and Rust where, get this, they just finished covering a season of the Alien franchise, and you can subscribe to their Patreon or just get their free feed podcast. You know, it's a crossover.
Did they cover Alien versus Pharaoh?
They did.
That's a crossover.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's hard to walk away from that not feeling like the alien did it.
And people can get that, where do they get it at?
Patreon.com/withgorleyandrust or just in your free feed, but the Patreon's got so many goodies. Don't
so
sleep on that.
Extra stuff. No, of course not. Jane, what do you want to plug here, I guess, other than your business? Obviously, MaryJane.com, somehow you were able to get that.
I guess you could go on my Instagram and watch my cooking shows. I make, I've been doing a lot of cooking.
Oh, cool.
During quarantine.
How do people get there?
Oh, it's at Totally Moto.
At Totally Moto. Okay.
Yeah.
Total. Is that total emoto, like an emoji, or is it like, totally
just like
moto?
Totally Moto.
Okay, great. All right. So people can get that at Instagram.
Yeah.
I want to plug, you know, everyone listen to Threedom, which is the podcast that I do with Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus, where we just kind of sit around talking and having fun and making jokes. And then we play games at the end. That comes out every Thursday. So check that out. All right. Let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little eye mist. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the bourbon. Open it up. Open up the bourbon. Make sure it's not closed. Open up the bourbon. Make sure you got oxygen. And don't mess around with it. Don't mess around. Don't mess around. Open that shit. Don't mess around. Don't mess around. Open that shit.
Wow. Well,
I like the song. Some of the language was...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that? Yeah. That. By the way, that me saying wow, that was part of the remix. That wasn't me just saying wow right there. That was...
I was looking at your face when I thought you were frozen.
That was Close Up the Plug Bag 2021 Dramatic Remix by Pinocchio Grigio. So thank you to Pinocchio Grigio for that. That was amazing. That's bringing back Gangster's Paradise into the plug bag remixes. So appreciate that. Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Jane, great to meet you. Good luck with all of your dietary and intestinal issues that you're having.
It's going to get better.
You're not looking that good right now, I have to say. You're turning kind of a little brown, like your face is turning brown right now. Does diarrhea rise to the top? Is that why?
It's starting to leak out my pores.
Oh,
no.
All right. Well, get that taken care of.
Bad news.
HR, great to see you, buddy. I'm glad you have a brand new lease on life.
So good to see you. So good. So good to be here. Just the sun is shining. You guys, just great.
It's interesting because you used to come on the show and have all these fascinating, you know, your whole aesthetic was so interesting. And now you flipped it. And now you're like a regular person.
Yeah, but I'll be back to regular next time because I don't think I can sustain this.
I don't know. I'm not sure. And Paul and Mike, great to have you on the show. But we have another song from you, don't we?
Yes. Yes, yes, we want to play another song for you. And thanks for having us. We love you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thank you so much.
And what is this song going to be? You said you didn't want to give any clues about it. Or is there, just give us a taste. Let us wet our beaks.
Oh, I think you'll know.
Wait, but this is a new song I've never heard before?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great. All right, let's hear it. This is Don't Stop or We'll Die from their new album. This is a live version from their new album, Song a Week, Volume 1, Bloom of the Goji. All right, guys, let's hit it.
Baby gets what baby wants. Baby wants what she gets. Baby gets what baby wants. baby wants what she gets. And I don't get why she wants me. And I don't get why she needs me. But I guess I'll take what I get. Baby gets what baby wants. Baby wants what she gets. Baby gets what baby wants. Baby wants what she gets. And I don't get why she wants me. I don't get why she needs me. But I guess I'll take what I get.
But baby needs a friend indeed. And just like me, she's bulletproof. She takes the lead, Apostles' Creed. Upon one knee, she comes shining through.
Baby gets what baby wants. Baby wants what she gets. Baby gets what baby wants. Baby wants what she gets. And I don't get why she wants me.
Ooh.
And I don't get why she needs me. But I guess I'll just take what I get.
Ooh. Yay! All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thank bye.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.